Hello, and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about if you're getting stuck when you're minimizing things in a particular room. There's a concept that I've noticed when, and this kind of comes after you've been minimizing for a while, once you really kind of get into almost, I don't say the extreme minimalist space, but you really sort of have minimized a lot of your things, but you still feel like there's clutter to a certain extent, or there's still like just a lot of stuff in a particular room. And there is this concept that I'm gonna call anchor items, which is essentially that if your room's kind of stagnant and like I said, you already gotten rid of a lot of things, but there's still a lot of stuff. And there's generally, instead of having to make a bunch of decisions about individual items to get rid of or not get rid of, there's usually one item that is an anchor that's sort of holding a lot of the other items in place, right? It's the central item that all the other items almost like serve or belong to. And so when you identify an anchor item, and when you are able to discard an anchor item, which is generally harder because, I don't know, there might be something that you're just, it's part of your routine or you're used to having there. When you do let go of an anchor item, then several items automatically can go with it, like very, very quickly. So, for example, you may have a television in a room, right? And that is really the anchor item. If you're willing to get rid of the television, then all of a sudden you don't need a TV stand anymore or whatever your TV is sitting on. And then there may be several devices that are connected to that TV that, and now you don't need those either because now they serve no purpose. And then you may have a big couch that was really mostly in service to the television, and therefore you can just easily get rid of the couch. And so that's the idea there, where it's like really, by getting rid of one item, you can get rid of several. And also, generally, like they may end up being items that take up a lot of space. Like if you're talking about a television and a dresser or a TV stand and then things you have connected and plus a couch, I mean, that's it takes up a lot of like physical space, a lot of area. And so it's something that I've definitely noticed. Right. I mean, there's also I've had this Windows XP computer that I've built to have this sort of offline computer experience, and I think it's fantastic and amazing, and I love it. But if I was to get rid of it, then there's a keyboard, a mouse, a monitor, a camera, and a big old printer and a printer stand. And potentially also a computer desk, and whatever the printer is sitting on, all of those things are all of a sudden like not necessary anymore. So again, one item, computer, can make a ton of space available. So you have to make these decisions on what you want to have, and you don't certainly don't have to get rid of everything. But I find that interesting because, and for me, the rooms that I'm really sort of, I guess, wish I had more, I wish they were more minimal, are generally tied together by that core item, and which is a television for me. Because I actually have I have like a little like movie room kind of a thing where it's very similar. Like The television is on the wall, and the seating is in purpose of, it's like in service of the TV. And the side table is in service of the chair, which is in service of the TV. And the surround sound system is in service of the TV, right? So if I just get rid of the TV, all of a sudden that room essentially clears itself out completely. Because there's not really, like, it's already super minimal, right? It's just a very minimal sort of media room. It's a difference between having a media room and having a completely empty room that you can either do with whatever you want with, or you can use that as a downsizing opportunity if you're going to move, and, you know, maybe save some rent, or, you know, save a mortgage cost, or perhaps get into something like digital nomadism. And so these are the decisions that I'm sort of coming down to when it comes to minimalism. It's really like I've gone through so many iterations and styles of or categories of things that I can downsize, and really it's kind of come down to computers and TVs at this point. That's really all that's left to minimize for me, really. I talked about the fact that I went downsized my video game collection. At one point I owned like 12 consoles at the same time, video game consoles, which sounds ridiculous, which it is, depending on if that's important to you or not. And at the time it was important to me, I guess, and I did it, but now I don't have that anymore. But with computers, I've been kind of the person who's kept my stuff in very good condition, and I've kept my things. So particularly computer stuff, like literally I had my first ever Mac laptop up until, I don't know, last year, this year. Like I recently donated it. It wasn't like an extremely long time ago. It was an iBook G4, and it was great. You know, I really, I don't know, it served its purpose. It was a good computer, but I had it, and I had it, you know, it took me in storage, and I moved around, and I had it, and then I had it in a drawer somewhere, and eventually I just, you know, started going through and just donate some of these older computers, and I've done that to a certain extent, and there is... there's some more computer downsizing to do. I have a 2013 iMac. It's a 21.5 inch with a graphics card and blah, blah, blah. And I haven't used it in well over a year because I have another computer. I have a Mac Mini, which I like because I can potentially just unplug it and take it with me, and all I just need is a keyboard and mouse, and I can, you know, worst case scenario, I could just plug it into any TV, and, you know, so if I needed to travel somewhere, I could do that. I like the minimalness of it, the minimal footprint of it, and also like that it's not a laptop. I'm not a big laptop fan, because I like computers to be at least stationary, so I have to go to them as opposed to them following me around everywhere. Where that, you know, it gives me a chance to sort of set the intention of a room by having a desktop computer as opposed to a laptop. But so I have this iMac that it's not really worth eBaying because the shipping costs are so high. And I've put it online like for like a local website, it's a Craigslist. kind of a thing. And I've gotten a couple bites on it, but no one's come to pick it up yet. So, you know, it's a process. And you just lower the price and almost gets to the point where I'm just going to end up donating it as well. I have actually a desktop PC that's the same thing. They're just sitting there. They're not being used. They're totally fine and usable computers, but I just don't need them anymore. And yeah, that's a thing. So this is kind of just where I'm at. I'm just kind of giving you including like a little bit of a update, I guess, with me, because turns out also for certain like jobs they will give you a computer. So I ended up getting like another computer. So I have more computers that I don't need. But there was something strange about like holding on to multiple computers. There's like a redundancy to it that maybe was a little bit of like a crutch. Like I just, you know, I wanted to have a backup, like just in case this one, something happened to one of them, I would have another one. But it does come from a place of like sort of scarcity and lack and sort of maybe some fear about that, because in reality, you know, you end up spending a lot more money and time on multiple computers, particularly like if you end up buying them with like a credit card, God forbid, because then you'll end up paying more in interest than you will for the devices themselves, which is a crime against humanity, which is obviously a joke, but it's just not good, because then you're essentially, it's just a, you know, like you can get a really, really great Mac Mini right now for like $800, even less actually, but for me, you know, I have to bump up the specs a little bit, and it's like worst case scenario. If something was to happen to my primary computer, you know, I could get another one. It's not ideal, but the worrying about it and the fear about it and the holding on to the extra thing that you don't need that has a cost to it also. It's like you end up spending, it doesn't even make sense, because you end up, like the fear doesn't even make sense, because you end up spending the money on the extra thing now instead of when you actually need it. So, you know, it's something that I've had to really sort of come to grips with, because it's, I guess it, you know, it's just been a kind of a fear and kind of a holding on to type of thing. So, and with the TVs, that is a... That's a hard one for me, because I do enjoy movies, although I feel like I don't have a lot of time to watch them these days. I do end up usually watching one every, ideally, but usually like once a week, if not once every other week. So, you know, it's a thing. But I have another one. Because I've been just downsizing my office, but also like where I live. So the extra computer is actually from my office. So I sort of downsized it from the office, but instead of getting rid of it, I brought it to my house. And so, you know, now they have the two, and it's just, it's ridiculous and it's unnecessary. Unnecessary, unnecessary, unnecessary. And, you know, just like anything else, it's hard to get rid of things than it is to accumulate them. That's very true, I believe. So anyway, I've gone off on a little bit of a tangent there, but at the same time not really, because I'm talking about these anchor items. I'm talking about the anchor items. The computers and the TVs are the anchor items for me. And Yeah. It's really the difference between like extreme minimalism and not, for me personally. That's really kind of what it comes down to. Because it's just surprisingly how much, it's surprising how much space this stuff takes up. It really is. Because you can't have like a computer desk and a printer like crammed all right next to each other. Just like you can't have a TV and a couch like just, you know, as close as they humanly possibly could be. Like it just doesn't make sense to do it that way. So it ends up spreading itself out in a room and taking up the entire room, which could be used for other things. So think about the anchor items. If you enjoy the podcast, let me know. Send me a comment on Apple Podcasts. If there is a way to review this on Spotify, go for it. Appreciate the, you know, 5 stars and a positive review. If you feel like these are useful and you want me to continue, then great, let me know. Also, there has been a lot going on, which I haven't released an episode in a while. I actually recorded a few of them. I just never published them because I wanted to be just a little bit better space and not so much in transition. There was a lot of transitioning of my workspace and my schedule recently. So I wanted to be a little bit more stable and calm before I put out an episode. So I do apologize for that. I have essentially completed the first round or the first version of my software as a service e-commerce application, which is pretty exciting. I did my first test sale where I put a product up and I bought it, and then I fulfilled the order, and then I printed out a tracking label and then shipped it to myself and saw the tracking number working, and it worked. So that's really exciting. I haven't talked about that much. I've mentioned it a little bit, but it's still like, you know, I'm still sort of testing, and it's really becoming really a side project because I have another much larger project happening at the moment, which I'm grateful for, absolutely grateful for. So, but the idea is that with this e-commerce site that I put up, if you're curious, you'll be able to see something I created from scratch. It's a whole platform, and there's real products on there, including some, some stuff I'll talk about later, but it's like I'm trying to get some like sustainable products and some products that I use personally up there. I only have like one product up there right now, so that's why I'm not really talking about it much. But if you're interested about it, let me know. Maybe I'll make a YouTube video about it. And until next time, thanks. Take care.